Jim McGuinness wrote in his book about, and I don't know whether he's changed on this, but as Colin McFadden reached to punch that ball to the back of the net, he didn't want it to happen because they hadn't played to their principles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. It's a bumper preview of the Lions and Wallabies' second test in Melbourne on Saturday coming up for you today. So the teams have been announced. Gary Ringrose ruling himself out of selection. We'll hear from Alan Quinlan, who's expecting a stronger showing from the Australians this weekend. And Wallabies legend Will Genya picks Jamison Gibson-Park as the best scrum half in the world right now. First up today, a record 9 Ireland players have made the Lions starting team for Saturday's second test against Australia in Melbourne. Andrew Porter and Bundy Aki have been promoted from the bench, while Joe McCarthy has been ruled out with a foot injury. Gary Ringrose had been selected at outside centre, but the Leinster star ruled himself out after feeling the side effects of concussion in training. Ringrose told head coach Andy Farrell he was not right for this weekend, and Scotland's Hugh Jones will now wear the 13 jersey. At today's team announcement press conference, Farrell agreed that Ringrose's honesty and selflessness was an example to all players.
It actually is. I thought exactly the same the minute that he mentioned, because it's tough to do that. It's very easy to keep it to yourself and lie and not be honest and open. It was very big of him and the right thing to do, 100%. For the team as well, not just for Gary.
Here's the Lions team in full then. So the back three is unchanged from the first test win in Brisbane. Hugo Keenan is at full back with James Lowe and Tommy Freeman on the wings. Aki and Jones make up the midfield partnership, while Jamison Gibson-Park and Finn Russell reprise their roles as scrum half and out half respectively. It's an all Leinster front row at the MCG, as Porter packs down with Dan Sheehan and Tyke Furlong. England's Ollie Chessam comes in for the injured McCarthy to join captain Maro Itoje in the second row, and it's Tyke Byrne and Tom Curry as the flankers, with Jack Conan named at number 8. Porter is excited to don the red with familiar front row partners.
Yeah, obviously there is that comfort, I suppose, like you were saying, and be able to pack down with two of your club and countrymen. So it's great just to be given the opportunity to play alongside them. They've obviously had an incredible tour individually, but it's great being able to come and start alongside them in this huge game in the MCG. So. Yeah, incredibly excited.
On the bench then, Ronan Kelleher, Ellis Genge, Will Stewart, James Ryan and Jack Morgan provide the forward cover, while Owen Farrell joins Alex Mitchell and Blair Kinghorn as the backs options. Farrell captained the side against the First Nations and Pacifica 15 on Tuesday, and Alan Quinlan believes that the former England captain's performance at Marvel Stadium alone earned him a spot in the match day 23 for Saturday's test. The Munster legend joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig on Wednesday's Off the Ball Breakfast.
I think Owen Farrell put his hand up last night to say, well, all these question marks about my match fitness and my ability and my quality were put to bed, because I thought he was very, very good. He was really composed, strong, physical, looked sharp. And that was a real test for him, because the Pacifica team were very, very physical, asking a lot of questions. So, you know, when you talk about the benefit of that game last night, look, I know you want to win the game, and when they kick the ball out at the end and they win by 5 points, it's great. It's another victory for them. But I think he'll be really pleased with that. It was a tough game, that they didn't run away with this. And there's some of the players actually that maybe in the 23 at the weekend are got a hard test, and they show their quality, and they show that they have that hunger and desire to be involved at the weekend.
For Australia then, they've been boosted by the return of Will Skelton and Rob Valentini to the starting side, while Tom Lynagh is retained at out half after his first international start last weekend. Head coach Joe Schmidt has also opted for a 6-2 split on the bench, and Quinny feels the Wallabies should be much improved this week after showing how unprepared they were for the intensity of the first test.
Very undercooked team. One game against Fiji.
That's, you know, mad. That's mad, Quinny, isn't it?
I still can't get my head around it. You know, you're playing a line series, and you know, for a couple of years. For 12 years, don't you?
Yeah.
But the preparation here about, you know, just playing the one game against Fiji. You know, they, I think they will be better. They have to be. They look, I'm sure they will have looked at the videos and really scrutinised that game. And that'll be intriguing to see what Joe and his team come up with. But just the brass tacks of bringing a bit of anger and aggression, and they were bullied in the first half. You know, nothing illegal, but the Lions are just very, very dominant, really hungry, aggressive off the line, very, very physical at the breakdown. And I think that's where they just got to, hopefully, from their point of view, find that intensity and match it. And I think the changes will obviously benefit them as well, and playing that extra game under their belt.
This probably goes against every fibre of your being, but is it a good thing if Australia win this weekend for the legitimacy 100%. Of the series?
100%, yeah.
Do you want them to win this weekend?
Well, I have to be careful now. I get in trouble with Andy Farrell and the rest of the Lions crew, because I saw some of them around today as well. Yes, I do want them to win. I think if Australia win this weekend, it makes for a great week. From a fan's point of view, from an occasion point of view, from a series point of view, I think if the Lions win this weekend, which where we're sitting now, we expect them to win. It just kind of makes it very flat for next week for Sydney. And just for the sport, really, it would be brilliant if Australia did win this game. They've got to find something crazy, though, really, because the form would suggest that they're not going to be good enough to do it. And I think the Lions will get better themselves, you know, when you think about it. But they've so many games played, haven't they? And they've that kind of intensity and that ferocity built up in the last number of weeks. And they'll want to be better, particularly in that second half as well. So, yeah, it should be a cracker. I think Australia will be a lot better. And that's something that... we all want to see.
Don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel.
The road to Croke Park has featured big two-pointers, late drama, and a wrong turn, and Enniskillen.
You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction!
Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland final clash of Donegal and Kerry, relive the full story of this year's football championship with a new three-part podcast. The Road to Croke Park, the football championship. Available for free in your OTB GAA and Football Pod feeds.
Now, a Wallabies legend joined this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, and he believes Jamison Gibson-Park is the best scrum half in world rugby right now. Will Genya earned 110 caps for Australia between 2009 and 2019 and started all three tests when the Lions last visited in 2013. A few months ago, the 37-year-old picked Gibson-Park over Antoine Dupont as the standout nine in the current global game, and he told Jaron Cullum he stands by that claim.
He's world class. I did a podcast, I think, maybe a couple of months ago, and I said he's the best halfback in the world. And the amount of abuse I cop from the French in my on my social media DMs. But to be fair, Dupont is injured, but he's exceptional. The thing that makes him so good is just his ability to have so much time on the ball. You know, that's what great players have, is they have time on the ball. They make the game slow down around them, and as such, they just make such good decisions. And watching him play live, I think it was the first time I'd watch him play live. I was at that test. It was exactly as it seems when you see it on TV. Just time on the ball, presence in the game, good execution of his core skills, great kicker of the ball, and just provides so much calm and direction. And I think the best players, to me, do the simple things well and make the right decisions more often than not. And he's just such a... he epitomises that. I love watching him play. He's my type of player. He might not be as, you know, dynamic and athletically gifted as someone like Dupont. And don't get me wrong, I need to clarify, Dupont is an all-time great. But I love watching someone like Gibson Park, again, who has time on the ball, has presence, plays with probably a bit more guile and skill because he doesn't have the athleticism of a Dupont. And I'm a big fan of his. big fan of his.
On this evening's Off the Ball, Nathan Murphy will be speaking to Wales and Lions legend Jonathan Davis about his memories of the 2013 tour. If you want to hear that full chat and all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. Finally today, Razzie Erasmus has named his South Africa squad for the opening games in their defence of the Rugby Championship title. Leinster second row RG Snaiman is in the 37-man selection, but Munster's John Klein misses out, along with experienced campaigners Faf de Klerk and Makazoli Mapimpi. The Springboks face Australia at Ellis Park in Johannesburg on Saturday the 16th of August and at Cape Town Stadium a week later. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily next week.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.